Hey, friends, and welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and this is episode 195, Disrupting the Fitness Industry with body positive gym owner and personal trainer, Abby Griffith of Clarity Fitness. I am so excited for you to listen to today's episode. Abby, as soon as I met her via the internet, I knew we would become best friends, and I am ready to move to Georgia to stand behind her because I believe in her mission in what she's doing for this industry that much. Abby owns Clarity Fitness, an online and in-person body positive wellness experience, and Georgia's first and only body positive wellness center in Decatur, Georgia. She is a NASM certified personal trainer, nutrition coach, and eating disorder recovery who has devoted her life to helping people of all ages, genders, shapes, sizes find a wellness routine they truly enjoy. Abby sees the dangers that come from obsession and fitness and nourishment, and she believes that it's time for us to see our bodies in a positive and an empowered way, regardless of the number on the scale. I do want to give a disclaimer, trigger warning, that we will talk a little bit about Abby's eating disorder recovery because I think her story is so powerful and so important to understand her journey. And I know that it will just help you solidify the fact to get 100% behind her mission as well. If you enjoy listening to today's episode, I invite you to join us on the online Clarity Fitness platform. I lead an intuitive eating community group on the first Monday of every month. Think of it like a support group, conversation, education, all things safe, body positive, and empowerment. So I will break down each Monday. There's another Melissa Burton. She's a fellow dietitian who will also be leading an intuitive eating community group on the third Monday. So first and third Mondays, we'll be talking about intuitive eating. You can join, you can sign up free for that first month. And Abby actually leads a body positive community group as well. So many awesome resources. You can guarantee jumping onto her platform that you're not going to be triggered. It's a safe space. It is a space where the focus in fitness is not on weight loss. It's about body empowerment and feeling good, respecting your body, where you're at now, while still wanting to get stronger both inside and outside of the gym. So enough talking. Let's get into it. This week's interview with Abby Griffith. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Haake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about the relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Abby, welcome to the podcast. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. This is going to be so fun. I'm absolutely pumped.
So for our listeners, Abby, we connected in a Facebook group. Abby was looking for dietitians who, you know, were in the body positive space. And I just clicked her website and I got down a rabbit hole and I was like, oh my gosh, I am so obsessed. How can I move to Atlanta and work for you? So I'm really excited for our audience to hear your story. Let's start with just who you are and what's your story with food and fitness.
Definitely. So first of all, thank you so much. That's like the best compliment ever. I'm obsessed with all of your work too. So it's a match made in heaven for sure. And my journey, I feel like I had a very similar experience to a lot of people that are in the intuitive eating space now. I was very, very deep in all things diet culture and unfortunately struggling with a few eating disorders and came to a point where I just really wasn't feeling like this was the life I wanted to live anymore. And when I went to eating disorder recovery, I learned about this whole crazy foreign concept of body positivity and intuitive eating and all of these things that were, I had known the words and knew that they existed, but I couldn't give you a definition. I didn't know what they actually were or how I could take steps toward them. But the more I did, the more I felt like I kind of got my light back, if that makes sense. I feel like it just helped me step back into being myself and obsessing completely less over things that really weren't serving me, aka food and fitness, which doesn't mean that I don't still think about those things in terms of how can I best take care of my body, but it's coming from a place of love and compassion and not from a place of weight loss or fear or judgment of myself. And that's a big game changer for sure.
That's so well put. So did you always know that you wanted to become a trainer? Like, was this kind of evolved after you went through recovery? Was it something that you were working through that, you know, because I know that's a lot part of a lot of trainers and even dietitians and nutritionists' story is that sometimes being in that fitness industry almost drives those eating disorder thoughts and behaviors.
For sure. Yeah. I was big into fitness for a while, but I feel like the becoming a trainer concept started later because when I was big into fitness, I feel like there was a lot of, I mean, obviously I still am, but when I was big into it in a non-productive way, I was really judgmental of myself. And I feel like I never thought I would ever be a trainer because I wasn't one of the people who did a ton of sports in middle school and high school. And I have two left feet. And I was like, how could I ever be a fitness professional? How could I train other people? But I really did have this love for it. It was just about giving myself permission to dive into it and learn more about it. Unfortunately, that journey really did go south for me in college. But once I found that journey of intuitive exercise, intuitive movement, joyful movement, I was able to gently start to transition that into my clients at University of Miami. And just kind of, I was sampling to see like, hey, is this only going to land on people that look and sound and live and talk like me? Or is this going to land on a wide variety of people? And I found that literally all of my clients, from my 80-year-old male client to my 14-year-old female client, they all really needed just permission to beat up less on themselves and permission to see that they're not the problem and permission to see that exercise doesn't have to be painful or scary or always super hardcore or ever super hardcore if you don't like that. And I think that was just really cool to see that it wasn't a very specific niche that this connected to. And then that just totally lit the fire of wanting to do more in the fitness sphere and wanting to take personal training to the next level and all of that.
That's so interesting. And I love that you bring up that spectrum of people because, you know, as trainers, so it sounds like you started in, was it Campus Rec then that you started as a personal trainer?
Yep.
Yeah. So you see a lot of a wide variety of ages and, you know, fitness abilities and levels. And so it's interesting that you say like, oh, wait, this is actually working for everybody. So going from this jump to a personal trainer to owning the most boss gym I've ever seen. I don't even know if gym's the right word. What was that step like? Obviously, there was some sort of fire, like you said, some sort of fire that happened.
Some things happened for sure. So I was actually in school for industrial engineering. I was going to school to basically figure out what I wanted to do. And I liked industrial engineering because it had to do with efficiency and processes and saving people time and money and the wide realm of all of the directions that I could have taken that from car production to fashion to general business consulting to everything in between. There's not a business that industrial engineering can't support because it's just those basic figure out what your processes are and figure out how to help your business get more effective at doing what it does. And so that's really given me the know-how and the initial confidence. I feel like obviously it's learning on the job and obviously I have a ton more to learn about all things business, but I definitely feel like it's given me a kickstart of understanding how to make this thing go and the confidence to know what questions to ask and know what I don't know and be able to get that information and seek out people who can help. And with our industrial engineering senior project, it was, we got to pick whatever business we wanted. So I picked University of Miami, Florida's gym where I worked. And I was like, let's see how I can help all things rec center get more efficient and effective. And we ultimately presented out on a plan that we proposed to them to save them time and money. And then part two of the project was me taking, with University of Miami's permission, what worked for the gym and putting that in my business plan, and then taking what we figured out could work better and also putting that in my business plan. So it was like a 2-for-1 bonus project that then was brought into real life, which was pretty cool. So the legs to get it going and the resources to figure out how things work and where I start and what I do. And obviously the body positive approach was growing in my brain as I went through that, as I started doing more one-on-one coaching, as I started doing more personal training and growing in my own recovery. So it was so interesting to see, like, I still have my first draft of my business plan and just looking at like how I explained body positivity then, I was like, it's close. But
it's not quite there yet. I tried. The effort was there.
Exactly. I was like, I see where you're coming from, younger me, but we're not quite there yet. So I've learned a lot for sure. But that was the initial groundwork.
It was like an accident almost, how you stumbled into entrepreneurship. Of nothing's an accident. Gosh, everything happen for a reason. But that's so interesting. So it sounds like you always kind of had this in the back of your head of, well, I already know what it would take. I already know what it would look like. So what led you to then open, we're going to talk more about your, should I call it studio, gym? What's the proper terminology that you guys like to use?
Whatever you feel like. I've been saying wellness studio this month, so you can use that. It changes.
Wellness studio feels good this month. We'll see.
So okay, cool.
with your studio, I mean, what was it like taking that initial jump? It sounds like you knew that you wanted to do something that was body positive focused.
Yeah, it was definitely, I'll never forget where I was when the light bulb moment hit me of what I wanted to do. I was at my grandma's lake house up in upstate New York, and we were just hanging out and talking, and I was coaching her at the time around her relationship with food and body image, and because it does impact everyone. And it was just really, I was like, I don't know how to take this to the next level, but I really just feel drawn to help more people and figure out how to get a bigger group of people hearing this information, because it truly changed and saved my life. How can I help other people not have to go through what I went through? And then it was like, boop, gym. And I was like, that was the light bulb moment. And we started figuring out the logistics and started thinking about where exactly it would be. And once I moved to Atlanta after college in 2018, I was just looking for real estate, looking for the perfect place to land it, and ended up being in Decatur, Georgia. And then that started the nightmare that was construction, but we made it. A year later, we were open.
And you opened right around the start of the pandemic, correct?
That was the next nightmare.
Throw that wrench in there along with everything else.
January 6, 2020 was our grand opening date, and March 23rd was supposed to be our grand opening, like the party that we were going to have. And March 17th, we got shut down and we were closed for like 2.5-3 months completely. And then we really have set ourselves apart in the Georgia area from gyms that are like, we are one of the only gyms that we know of that's taking COVID as seriously as we are. We require masks at all times during the facility. When you're in the facility, we require all things social distancing. We've capped class capacity. We've got Saran wrap on our equipment that we change out every night on the touch points. Like, We're serious about keeping people safe. And unfortunately, a lot of the facilities in Georgia aren't even requiring masks at all. So we're definitely working on that. But yeah, that was another pivot that we had to make.
What a roller coaster just of a journey of the past few years you've been on. So let's kind of go back to how your story has evolved. You know, how do you even define body positive? How did you define it then? I'm curious. And how do you define it now?
I feel like I have to find the business plan. I'll send you the little excerpt. But I feel like originally in body positive know-how, it was learning how to, I mean, it was a very independent journey. Like I was like, hey, how can I figure out how to beat up less on my own body as it is in this way and find worth in that? And I totally think that that's an important part of it, but that's like the cornerest corner of the iceberg of what body positive is. I feel like now I've learned that it's not only working on building a relationship with, whether that's neutrality or positivity or acceptance or love or whatever word you want to use, with your own body, and then also working on that toward other bodies of all shapes and sizes and abilities and genders and just everything going on that is a part of an intersectional person, of all of the different components of their experience, of their life, of how they look and how they are. And I feel like then the next step is really figuring out not only, okay, we're going to be welcoming and accepting of everyone in these different ways, we're then not going to try to change them into this one thing. So we're not just saying, hi, you're X amount of pounds, cool, but let's get you here. It's cool, period. And then the next step is just all of the social justice work that comes with body positivity. I feel like that's been the most important part of Clarity Fitness, is the work that we're doing in community and the work that we're doing to bring voice and attention to different people. And I think that that's something that, again, just barely scratching the tip of the iceberg and so much more work to be done, but something that's that makes it more than just an appearance project, which is very important too, and very important to foster that relationship with yourself. But it goes into just overall equality and overall treating people with respect no matter what. And that's what has completely lit the fire for me, is how much bigger this journey is and how much more important this is than the tip of the iceberg that I initially saw.
You give so much more depth to that definition. And, you know, because obviously you and I know that the work that we do is countercultural, and we know that it's so much more than what people just think of body positive is just love yourself. And there's really a lot more layers and depth and that social justice piece to it. I'm curious, you know, as you are getting together your business proposal and starting of generating this, because it's so countercultural from most gyms, did you ever have any, I don't know, investors or people like almost tell yourself, like, you're shooting yourself in the foot? Like, why would you accept people the way you are? That is almost like the opposite of what so many gyms and studios market.
I think absolutely.
Makes me so mad. It makes me so mad to ask that question. But because I know sometimes explaining it to people, they think you're crazy, or, you know, there's such that we'll talk more about, you know, other gyms and what that looks like. But what was that like in those early stages?
It definitely, you explained it perfectly. I mean, especially all things, our approach to marketing, we've been open for less than 2 years, and I think I've gone through 4 marketing companies. Like, it's just,
it's, oh my gosh,
just so hard to find a group of people, first of all, they get it, but then it can be trained. I truly believe that, because I, like, 5 years ago was in a completely different mindset space than I am now. But I also think that it is so hard to just constantly fight that fight of, hi, not everyone needs to look like a whatever a fitness model is, in air quotes, and on all of our marketing materials, or any of them. And I think that it's really important to see different body shapes and sizes and abilities and just everything that makes a body beautiful, in terms of it being natural and it being embraced as it is. And that has been an ongoing battle, because it's definitely, it doesn't necessarily sell, unfortunately, as fast and as easily as get a 6-pack tomorrow does, even though we all know the many millions of reasons why that's messed up. But it's a battle to claim what we know is right in terms of how we want to be seen as a business, in terms of how we want to do things, in terms of bringing people in. And I know that one of the big things that we have found is that the people that do get it and the people that are interested in, even just open to, maybe they're not there yet, again, in air quotes, whatever that means, but it's something that they're interested in and resonate with on some level, in at least a curiosity kind of way. And those are the people that we really feel like are our long-term customers and our target customers. That's who we want to be in community with. And they will get it from our messaging, even if it takes a little bit longer to build that community than getting a ton of super transient, super not going to stick around once a new shiny gym opens around the corner kind of customers that don't even resonate with what we're trying to do anyway. So marketing is definitely the biggest battle for sure.
That's really interesting. And I always joke about this too. You know, if I wanted to be a millionaire, I would have stayed promoting weight loss, because, you know, we've talked about diet culture on this podcast of how that is one of the brilliant things of the diet and the fitness industry, is that if they can prove to you that, or if they can make you believe that you keep failing, well, then yeah, you're going to keep buying, right? And it's a brilliant from a business perspective. So what are some of the barriers in typical gym settings, you know, for the individual client or the, you know, the average gym goer that they maybe don't see in your gyms? Or how do you break down some of those barriers in a studio like yours?
Definitely. So we are a scale-free, BMI-free, diet-free, all the freeze kind of place. We come into our studio to a massive wall of Smash scales front and center when you walk in. So we're not hiding our mission. We're not making the corners padded about what we stand for.
I imagine people just walk in and they see that and they probably just have like the biggest sigh of relief walking through those doors. Like, I just looked at your website and I was like, oh, this is so refreshing. I'm home. And I'm like, not even there. I'm looking at it on my laptop in Indianapolis. Like, you're the best. I love that so much.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's my favorite part for sure. Every morning I walk in and I'm like, we're good. It's okay. I'm reminded. So that's huge. We don't have scales in the bathroom. We don't do weigh-ins or measurements or any of the other super toxic things that gyms do at intake, to whether they truly believe it or not, that to prove to you that there is something wrong with your body, again, air quotes on the wrong, but that there is something wrong and you need to fix it, again, air quotes.
Because I don't know if how you were trained as a personal trainer, like that was one of the standard things. Because as a trainer, you're also trying to sell people to invest. And that was one of the standard things. If you get somebody who joins the gym, you offer them a free assessment. And basically you're trained how to take them through that assessment and say, this is how I can help you. Like, this is where you do not fall on the scale. There's levels of that, but.
Right. And there's always something, like in that training, there is literally always something that a trainer can adjust, whether it is BMI eye roll, or whether it is number on the scale eye roll, or whether it is your ability or a fitness assessment. Like, they will be able to find something with the most Olympic level of athletes that they can adjust. And I think that when we're comparing ourselves to a game that's literally impossible to win, like, we're first of all destined to buy into it, to try to get better, whatever that is. And we're also destined to feel worse about ourselves than when we came in there, because now we have all these lists of things that we didn't even know were problems. It's kind of like when you're comparing your body with a friend or whatever, not that we want to do that, but someone makes a comment about how they don't like how their earlobes look. And then suddenly you're checking your earlobes and it's just like, there's nothing wrong with your earlobes.
Right.
Trying to remember that for sure.
That comparison trap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Psst. It's me, Katie. And in case you haven't already noticed, I kind of care about you getting results. Now, I'm not talking about results as far as body fat composition or the number on the scale, but I'm talking about implementing the things that you are learning here each and every week. Head on over to Facebook and just search Fit Friends Tribe to request to join our group. This is a free Facebook community where we talk about the podcast episodes each week, and I give you action steps on how to implement what it is that we talked about so that you're not just listening, learning, and absorbing information, but you're part of that top percent, that top 2% that actually takes action and changes their life. So facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe. I'm going to ask you a few questions to make sure you're not some weirdo from Antarctica, and we'll let you in. See you there. All right, back to the show.
So what, okay, so I'm imagining you walk in the door, there's no scales. Like, what else is different and unique in your studio?
So we do, instead of a fitness assessment, we call it a movement walkthrough, which just in itself is less icky sounding and is less icky in practice. And it's just us getting, trainers do need to understand how the body moves for lots of different safety reasons, and being able to help you work through muscle imbalances and being able to make sure that you're destined to not have a really bad fall, and you're destined for spinal health, and being able to keep yourself moving and living your life. And that is something that we help with in terms of, hey, here are ways that we can serve your goals, whatever those are. The client is always in the driver's seat of that. So if, like, we have a lot of people that are struggling or have struggled with eating disorders, we're never placing goals on people, regardless of anything. It is so important that if someone comes in and does not say, hi, I have a weight loss goal, we are not saying, here's how you can lose weight, because that is not what they came in with. And that's not their goal. And that's never anything that we should be assigning to people. And so there's that, there's getting the understanding for how the body moves and then tailoring the program for them instead of some cookie cutter, here's the program of the week kind of approach. There's all of our trainers are body positive certified. They've signed off on the Health at Every Size community pledge, and they've been trained by me and the rest of our awesome management team on how to shift conversations. So if somebody does go like, hey, here's what I'm trying to do for my weight loss goal, we're never going to yell at anybody or force them away from that before they're ready to be moved away from that. But we are going to say, cool, what else can we look at? Let's look at how you're sleeping. Let's look at confidence. Let's look at relationships. What else do you want to work on? And I think that just having a trainer that can add that to the conversation is a game changer. And then we've got our COVID safety policies in place, which I think is a big part of showing that we're not trying to rush back into things. We're not just trying to bring people in the door and get them working out. We're really trying to take care of our community. And then we've got a really big, bright, open space that the just some of the tools that we use, like we have our mirrors are all tinted. So we're trying to help
people be able
to check form, but not body check. Isn't that exciting? So we worked with this awesome architect, and he was all on board with body positivity and eating disorder awareness. So we have like our mirrors in the main workout floor area are all kind of like, I wouldn't say blacked out because that's a little too dark for the visual that I'm going for, but they're definitely like darker than your normal mirrors. So you can see your reflection for form check, but you're not going to be picking apart your body and as much, and you're not going
to
be
not clear enough to like actually see. That is so interesting. Oh, I love
that. We love it. And we've got different, like our lighting in the facility is all like in terms of like just positive experience with your body. Like when you're in these doors, we're not trying to, we have the mirrors front lit. We have different things going on that are just meant to make it, if you are encountering a mirror, we're trying to make it as positive and empowering as possible. And hopefully you're not encountering many mirrors because we have them very selectively placed throughout the studio. So if you want to do a mirror-free workout, you totally can.
So intentional. And I just, it's almost like how you described of, you know, you have your staff who is Health at Every Size and informed, you know, and signed the pledge. It's like, it sounds like everyone's welcome in your studio, but it, regardless of their goals. But yeah, like you said, it's not about having to be all, I use air quotes too. You don't have to be all in. And I do that same thing with my clients as far as, you know, if you want to lose weight loss, great. You're here. I hear you. We're just not going to focus on it. We're going to put it on the back burner. We're going to focus on all these other amazing aspects of movement and health and leave that there.
Yes, exactly. I love that you're in line with that. It's so, so rare right now still, but we're definitely, mm-hmm. the voice is getting heard. So having people like you in the nutrition space and in the fitness space and wellness space is just so important, especially if that's something that people are considering to try out for their own life. If you're getting one message from a personal trainer and one message from a nutritionist or dietitian, it's going to undo and send you back toward the typical diet culture-y stuff real fast. So that's really awesome that it can be a whole well-rounded approach.
And I love the cohesion in your studio too, because I don't know if you've experienced this, but I have, working in many studios and gyms over the years, is that there's not even really cohesion as far as the messaging around health from the staff and itself, right? And so you've brought up so many little points that I think for the listener, they may not even realize can be triggering in a gym type setting, like the mirrors, like where things are placed, like the scale, like all those little things that you don't even realize because it's been so normalized in our culture.
Right. Absolutely. Like cardio equipment doesn't need to be placed in front of a mirror. Like you can absolutely, all of our cardio is framing like our front window area. So you're like walking in nature. Like there are just so many things that are so mainstream for the fitness places, no matter what they are, that just are so body image focused. Challenges that you'll see at gyms are very, very triggering. People do seemingly harmless, all of the air quotes today, but seemingly harmless.
If only you could see us, everybody, air quotes all day.
I know. We're just like all over the place. And I have to make sure that I say it. So people are like, what did she say? I say the air quotes. But like the step tracking goals and challenges, and the people literally do weight loss challenges, which are so toxic because there's so many, I don't need to go off on that tangent, but there's just so many reasons why that's totally not okay. And you're comparing apples and oranges. And why are we even talking about the apples and the oranges in the first place? But it's definitely those types of things are things that, even if it's like an attendance goal, like there are just different types of tracking and target setting and achieving messages that really can start that dialogue of, if I do this, I am good. And if I don't, I am bad. And that's the nutshell of anti-intuitive, because you're not listening to what feels good today and you're not listening to what you want to do today. And that's so important and needs to be the cornerstone for all things wellness, for sure.
Absolutely. What are some of the challenges that you face on an everyday basis, whether it's from members, maybe who aren't quite, again, air quote, all there, or community members, or like, what are some of the things that maybe you've learned? People not complying with the policies in your space. Like, what has that been like?
Definitely. I feel like our number one is people not getting it. I think that is very, very common and okay. And part of the journey that we're all on, trying to bring this knowledge and bring this space and this kind of skill set to people, because people who've been through it realize that it's helped them. So I think that's probably our most common, is if people don't buy into what body positivity is yet, or don't fully understand it, it's not something that, it's kind of like expecting someone to heal from an eating disorder in a 30-second conversation. Like, it's just impossible. And it has nothing to do with the quality of person that we're talking to, or with how brilliant they are, or with their desire to change. It's just so hardwired in there that you can't. There's no 60-second pitch that can flip that switch on immediately. So I think that's been a big journey. But I mean, we have messaging around the community, and we do different workouts, and coming into a workout where the intention is to listen to your body and do what you want to do. And if you want to rest for 15 minutes and not force yourself through something, or if you want to go like half speed or half range of motion just to kind of feel the movements but not quote unquote, get after it. I feel like it's so important that that's encouraged. And I feel like things like that start to, oh, this gym is a little bit different. This gym is kind of going that things from this other way. So that's probably our main thing. We haven't had people that are blatantly disrespecting the business rules, fortunately.
I think of many people around the country have a Planet Fitness, right? And they have that, what's it, a lunk? I don't remember what they call it. They call it like their lunk alert, right? So I feel like Planet Fitness is an example of it's kind of a step in the right direction, right? Again, I use that loosely of like, but there's still a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely Planet Fitness claims no judgment zone. And I disagree with that because you're judging
I think that's really interesting and important to talk about.
Definitely. So that's kind of one thing that I do get frustrated with in this wellness space is, I mean, I guess that's a separate thought from Planet Fitness specifically, but Planet Fitness claims no judgment zone and they're ultimately judging the quote unquote lunks and they're ultimately judging people who want a more intense workout or are lifting heavier or want an actual free weight barbell instead of a Smith machine. And there's just,
I always think too, like, then what if that person, you know, who starts at Planet Fitness, I thought of this before, that they then get really into weightlifting, right? Like they find that thing and then it's like, oh wait, I don't belong here anymore.
Right. Exactly. Then the community that you built up, like, isn't your community anymore. Right. So I feel like that's not quite it. I think that, again, it's a step in the right direction in terms of making fitness more accessible and less intimidating, but it's not there yet. And that's why here at Clarity, we're trying to give you all of the options of all of the movement things. So if you want to lift heavy, I like to lift heavy. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the underlying value that you have of yourself. Like, you are not a morally, ethically, quality-wise better person if you lift heavy or if you run every day. You don't, that doesn't connect to your value or your worth as a human. And that's where I feel like the no judgment zone piece comes in. And I also feel like not necessarily in the true body positive space, but I feel like because it's such a personal and it's such a touchy subject for people that are recovering and moving through this space of figuring out this new way of looking at things, it gets very judgy of people who aren't there yet. Again, air quotes, but it's very, if you're in diet culture, if you're in this focused space of really, really feeling like weight loss is the answer for you, there's no reason to throw shade and shame at that person. It's not coming from an evil place. It's coming from hey, just like I was a few years ago, place of being swept away by what society and culture is claiming to be most important right now and for a long time now. And that, I think, is not a reason to be judgy or critical of people who are in a different headspace. It's just a time to have some conversations and see if a new way of looking at something is more empowering and a little less sucky.
Yeah, it's a learning opportunity.
It is.
Another thing I think that is so unique and I just love about Clarity Fitness is that your staff, you've mentioned, you've used this word, body positive is also inclusivity and different abilities. So what are the things that you look for when hiring trainers or staff and people to collaborate with?
Definitely. So we are really massive on diversity in all senses of the word. I'm totally not going to claim to be an expert. I am a small white female, so I am not a know-it-all in this section, but I really am doing my best to learn and to grow and to bring different people to the conversation and to the business for sure. We have a wide range of races, of genders, of sexual identities, of physical abilities on our staff alone. And I think that that is a ginormous win for the program. Again, not to say that we've arrived, but that is so important to me. And it's been really amazing how both seeking out people that bring a different perspective to the conversation and just showing up as what we believe in has attracted a really wide variety of people to that conversation. And I think that that shows up in our client base then, and that shows up in the work and the effort that we bring to the community and donations and volunteering and just showing up as a business, that that is not just what we talk about, but we walk the walk too. And I think that that's such an important thing that all businesses need to take into account. And then once we've done that, we bring them on for a really intense, isn't the right word, but it's definitely a training process.
It's encompassing.
Encompassing. Yes, very in depth. Yeah. And so we work on all things equality training, diversity training. We work on body positive verbiage and what to and not to say. We work on our approaches to fitness and approaches that you're going to hear at other gyms that we will not tolerate here, and how to pivot those conversations and how to show up as a professional in this space without making assumptions, without being potentially triggering to people. So there's all of this work that goes into that onboarding process that's been really, really well received, which has been great. And then we do continuing education credits every 6 months too, to make sure that people are staying on top of that knowledge base. Because if you're on social media or living your life in a normal planet, it's going to get undone, or it's going to get challenged by other people. So that's been a big cornerstone of our training. And then we really just look for people that bring that positivity and that arms wide open mindset and approach to life into our community, and could not be more proud of the team that we brought together. I love all of them so much, and they've been so instrumental and so amazing in helping develop the business and helping to get themselves through their own recovery. That's been the ultimate victory too, as people have come deep in throes of eating disorder world and they're being helped by working here. And that's just so amazing.
That like gives me goosebumps, because it's, you know, I'm sure as a business owner, it's dual I don't say dual purpose, but it's, you're winning, both sides are winning. And that's that's so rewarding, rewarding work.
Absolutely.
What are your members most excited about, or you know, really surprised about? You've mentioned a few things, but is there anything that it's kind of fun when they're just like, what? I didn't think about that. Especially when they join your community initially.
Definitely. I feel like probably our joyful movement philosophy is the biggest one. So we do, my goal is that all of our classes and all of our workouts leave you forgetting that you're working out. So it's a giant energy trainer, or it's the best playlist you've ever heard, or it's our group exercise space has like a light show happening and like really big sound stuff. I'm not a sound engineer. Lots of speakers are happening.
It's loud. So it's loud and fun.
It's loud. It's loud, and there's a big bass box, and it's very exciting. So like that kind of thing. We have dance classes. We have we're bringing in a POMS class. We're bringing in a TRX class. So
a what
we're
class? Trying,
which one? The POMS one?
What's POMS? POMS.
Oh, so I know.
Fun.
And you can
cheerleaders,
exactly. All shapes and sizes. You don't need to be any type of any pre-qualification
like
to be
able school, to live out a whatever your high school like traumatized of exactly. the stereotypes. Like I love it.
It's so fun. So that's been really, really exciting to like bring that to life too, because that's been an evolving thing for us. And same thing for Clarity Online, trying to make the classes and the sessions and what we're doing there be a little bit more uplifting and fun and less, okay, I'm subscribing to a workout for right now. We don't want that energy.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about Clarity. First of all, tell us where our listeners can find you, learn more, and explain how they can get a taste of Clarity wherever they're at.
Definitely. So clarity online is the wherever you're at piece. That's our brand new baby as of a year from us being open. So January 6, 2021. And we were so excited about that new platform. It is a body positive workout library where all of the classes that you're going to see are uplifting and checked over in terms of verbiage and just really about taking care of you where you're at, just end of sentence. And there's so many different ways that that shows up in the workouts. So we've got all types of different varieties of focuses. We have a pelvic floor specialist that's come in to do some breath work workshops. We have a TRX virtual class. We have stretching and yoga and meditation and hardcore workouts if you want one of those, and just a wide variety of on-demand fitness content and workshops. And then on the other half of Clarity Online, we've got these amazing community groups that the goddess Queen Katie herself has been involved in.
this is how I got roped in. I was like, exactly. Yes, I'm up. How can I be part of it?
Exactly.
Abby actually said on the email when I first emailed, I think it was like an overly aggressive email of, I'm obsessed with your studio, I want to know more. And she's like, yes, come move into my like one bedroom apartment. It's totally fine. Right. And so this is the closest I could get without moving to Georgia.
And it's perfect. And it's been working beautifully. We're great roommates. So the community groups are so fun. The Katie's is all things intuitive eating, and it's just twice a month, hour-long session, and all about just wherever you're at. It's a really take what you need out of it kind of session. So you can bring questions. You can plan to be listening to it in the background of work, like a podcast, and leave your video and sound off, even though it's live. You don't have to be forcing yourself to carve an hour out of your day to engage. But it really is a really cool conversational platform. We've got the intuitive eating one. We have one for new and expecting moms with our pelvic floor therapist about all things, pelvic floor physical therapist about all things, just any questions that are going on, concerns, common pain points, body image stuff. And then I lead a body positive one that I absolutely love that's around body image and self-worth and figuring out what this whole body positive thing is and if it would be helpful for you. And then last but not least, we have an eating disorder friendly runners group that is really, really cool. So for people that are interested in running, just checking in to make sure that your just relationship with running is truly helping you and not hurting you, and that we're making sure that we're fueling up enough and taking rest days and having fun with it and finding ways to make it fun. So it's never going to be, you have to stop running and running is bad. It's just about checking in, doing a little litmus test to see what's going on and make sure that you're aligned with all things, your ultimate wellness goals. So that's Clarity Online. We love that platform. And we do events and webinars too on there. So lots of fun stuff.
Lots of fun stuff. And we'll be sure to link in the show notes. Abby, it has been such a joy to have you on the podcast. And I'm just so excited to be a part of the birth of this. And I'm so excited to see you grow, because I truly see in you and your staff that like you're onto something. And I so hope and I so believe that the more that this movement, you know, air quotes again, like that this movement takes life, that I really hope that this is the future of fitness. Mm-hmm. And it starts here. And I'm so excited. That's all I gotta say is I'm excited and I love everything about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And same for you. Your work is amazing. And our space wouldn't exist without people that are in all things, other wellness avenues that are bringing the same messaging. So we really appreciate you too. And are so happy to be connected.
It takes an army. So we're going to finish with a little rapid fire and then we'll say goodbye. So what's your favorite podcast or book right now?
Does yours count?
I didn't pay her to say that. So we'll definitely take it. Okay. Sweet or salty?
I'm a sweet person for sure.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Fall in Line by Christina Aguilera, personally.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your go-to mantra?
You are enough.
Say when you're just... Yeah, you just need to repeat it. Love that one.
You are enough, or I am enough. And that's our clarity slogan. And it's plastered all over our walls. And I love it.
Love it. Love it. And we ask all our guests this, what is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
I love that question. At first I was like, I got my nails done, but people can't see that on the podcast.
That's pretty great though.
It's pretty fun. I feel like mine is probably, I got back into meditation a little bit and just intuitively meditating. I feel like I'm such an all or nothing person that I was like, if I don't meditate 10 minutes a day, then it doesn't count, but that's not true. So I'm meditating when and if I want to, and it's feeling pretty cool.
Practicing what you preach. Gosh, aren't we a work in progress? Thank you so much. We'll be sure to link to all things Clarity Fitness and Abby's Instagram, all that good stuff in the show notes. And Abby, thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.